Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. Another wonderful day the Lord has made. He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has good things to say to us. He is looking out for us in every way. And this is a day that we must really seek the Lord. We're in the final hour, the last few days. It's time for the Lord to return. He's been saying that he's coming back, warning many, alerting his people. Now, before the Lord ever do something, he always tell his prophets about his soon return. And his people, he alert his people. He don't take us by surprise. Now, we don't know the day and hour he's coming, but we know it's close. Everything's set up. Many things are in place. And he's going to end the grace era of time and begin the tribulation period, where he's going to judge the earth for rejecting his only begotten Son. So this is the day we really need to know what he has to say and what he's doing. He's for us. He's for us, not against us. He's not against us at all. He wants his people to know him. But he can't take anyone to heaven in any condition. Our heart must be clean. That's why Jesus died, to purify our heart. And we get a brand new heart. And we have to work out our salvation. We live by his word. And that's how it all works. Jesus gave us the ability to live his word, to fulfill. He gave us the ability to fulfill the law. And by all means, that's what we need to do. He gave us salvation. And we can use the word of God and the life of God to do these things. We're not supposed to go back to the debauchery ways of the world, because those that do, they betray the Lord. They'll be left here. They'll be judged with the world because they join the world. But those who love him, they keep themselves pure, and they follow the word of God. He would say, they that follow the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. No doubt. Sometimes people wonder about people's condition. And the way that people behave sometimes make you wonder whether they love God or not. But the way we love God, man, is the way we love God. And the way we love God is the way we love man. But the Lord has so much to share with us. And he's going to help us do the necessary things. And I love the Lord. I thank him for all that he's doing. I thank him for everyone, every soul, every person. And he shared part of his plan with me, and it's wonderful. The part that he helped me see and understand, I love it. And that's why I say he thinks of everything. And good things are in store, better days ahead. But there's an urgency to help those who may not know him, who may be on the verge of believing. And I love, I thank God for, I want to win people so bad, but I have to do it his way. And I have to do it the way he give me to do it. I can't do what I think works, because that may not work. But what he give me to do will work. Or he has the greatest chance of working. So I'm using the skills he taught me about following him to help those that I love. And remember, our prayers avail much. You can pray for those you love, and the Lord can help them. And I know what it's like to be a child And there were things that I was determined to do, but it didn't work out for me because my parents was praying for me and God was watching out and ordering my step. But when I got older, I realized what was happening. And I thank God for it. Now, the Lord has so much to getting used to what he has to say. It's not as much as of a challenge. It can be a challenge, but it's more like an adventure. It's more of an adventure than a challenge. Because anytime you're learning something new, you're not used to it yet. And you're in the early stage of a brand new endeavor. And it can seem very adventurous, but it's good. The wholesome things of the Holy Spirit can always be trusted. We learn to trust. If you study the life of those who the Lord gave them the hardest things to do, and they pulled through and did it, they were just like we are. They didn't know. It was an unknown they were entering into. Watch how the Lord dealt with Moses. He was going about his day. He escaped Israel because he killed somebody, thinking that he would be able to naturally lead the people out, that they'd follow him. They weren't going to follow him anywhere. In fact, they turned him in, his own people. They knew what he did. And it was known, and he left. He thought nobody knew what had happened, but people started talking about it. When he realized it was being talked about, he left. And he ended up getting married, and he worked cows for the priests of Midian. He was a cowboy. He learned a lot about managing people by managing cows. And he was trained. And then one day, he saw a burning bush that wouldn't be consumed. It was on fire, but it wasn't burning up. And the Lord said, take off your shoes. You're on holy ground. These are the kind of experiences that you will have. You may not see a burning bush. God did that. But he knows how to get your attention. But all I'm saying is, when he does, and when he comes to you with something, and when he gives you something to do, believe him with all you got. Determined to believe him. It's true. It's wisdom. It's good. Determined to believe him. Trust him. Take him at his word. Hear him out. Dig in deep. Let the word take root in your good heart. Because that's the plan that's going to work. And when it was time for him to go to Egypt, the Lord said, what's in your hand? He said, a staff. He said, throw it on the ground. He did, and it became a serpent. And then the Lord said, don't be afraid. Pick it up by the tail. You don't pick a serpent up by the tail because the head will bite you. But he did, and it turned into a staff. So then he sent him to Pharaoh. Told him to go. He said, well, I don't speak well. Moses had a speech impediment. He stuttered. But he also had a brother that spoke very well. And Moses and Aaron, his brother, went to Egypt. Moses spoke to Aaron, and Aaron spoke to Pharaoh. It wasn't like the cartoon where Moses spoke perfectly. He had a speech impediment. He stuttered. But it all worked out. And the people followed him right on out of Egypt. That was the biggest thing that men have seen since the flood of Noah. Everybody talked about it. Everybody in the world heard about what happened in Egypt. The whole nation saw it, and they talked about it, and they still talk about it. But hard men can be so hard-headed, they just don't get it. It took all those miracles to get them out of Egypt. That's why people still coin the phrase biblical proportions. You ain't seen nothing yet. The tribulation is going to make that look like a cakewalk. See, we're about to be exited out of here too. And then the Lord's going to judge the earth, the world system. And he's still going to save people during the tribulation period. He has 144,000 Jews he's going to deploy. And they're going to go where the church didn't. And we've been preaching by satellites all over the place, but there's a lot of people that don't have electricity yet. And computers and things. And the word's going to get out there. And the word's going to work. And they're going to win souls. And it's going to work. It's going to see it from heaven. Hear about it. And it's about to happen. So when the Lord, whatever the Lord give you, take it in. The Lord, he's with you. But you got to have faith. You got to believe everything that he say, just like you do the word of God. And if you don't, it's not going to happen in your life, the things that God want to do. And that's where your greatest joy is going to be found. The greatest joy is always forward. Always. Your joy can be full. You can finish your course. You can know it. And the Lord can help you finish your course. He's going to be right there every step of the way. Whether you sense his presence or not, he's with you every step of the way. And in your darkest hours, he's going to show up. He's going to reveal things, show you what to do, give you wisdom. You know, I once watched a movie called Superman. And it was the one they made after Christopher Reeve did. He did some, and then they did another Superman. And when I watched it, I was noticing. I said, he's got all those superpowers. He can do all these wonderful things. And I thought about my life, all the things that I did, that the Lord did in me. I said, I'm just like Superman, spiritually. I went across the freeway and didn't get killed. Had a motorcycle wreck on the freeway. Didn't get hurt. Didn't get killed. Got hurt, but not, I got skinned up, but not broken up. The Lord taught me all. You know, the enemy tried to stop my ministry several times, several ways. I always won. I've seen miracles. I spoke the word. I've seen gunfights. And I took authority over death. Nobody got hurt. Nobody got shot. Nobody got killed. Nobody got hurt. And I didn't even have to get my gun. I told Satan, he can't kill nobody. He can't hurt nobody. It always worked. People that were dying, I'd say, Satan, you can't kill them with death. And I rebuked the spirit of death and prayed for them. Many got healed, and some lived a lot longer, and some people looked like they were dying, and they're alive now. We are more than conquerors. I've seen people captured in other countries by terrorist groups, and I rebuked the enemy. I said, Satan, you let them go, and then they let them go. If you think about all the wonderful things that happen over the course of your life, it begins to look like the book of Acts when you follow God. And this is what you're going to learn when you do these things, when you take authority over Satan. You're going to learn that it works, and it's easy. It's not hard. It's not scary. You're going to find out that you are more than a conqueror. You do have authority on the earth. Your words and your prayers avail much. And when you receive God's word inside, you can tell a difference. You can see that God is with you, and you can know that you're with Him, and you can understand more. It's amazing. The visions that He show you, the things He give you, you'll know what to tell and you'll know what not to tell. Paul said we're stewards of the mysteries of God. Mysteries will unfold to you. The Lord will show you what He's doing. And He'll give you instructions. Now to me, all these wonderful things is priceless. They are priceless. And they are priceless to the point that a lot of people go after cars, homes, things like that. I'm having a wonderful time in the Lord. And I got nice things, but I want to... Those things don't fascinate me as much as the Word of God and the things He's done in me and the things He's doing with me. And as time continues, I'll get the things that I desire. That's not a problem. The just shall live by his faith. But the main thing is what God is doing. I want that to remain the focus of my life. Him. I want to look at Him. If my eye be single and full of light, my whole body will be full of light. I'm receiving light, and I'll be filled with the light of His word. And then I can do what He'd have me to do with the anointing that He gave. And remember, the anointing is increasable. When you walk in character and do the things of God and your whole body's full of light, the anointing automatically increases because God can trust you with it more. Now, he evaluates everything. It's dangerous to be anointed and do something wrong. Did you know God is dangerous? God is very dangerous. And the fear of the Lord, people need to know that just like God loves you, He's very dangerous too. And you're dangerous to the world if you love God, if you follow Him. You can undo a lot of things that Satan did. You can show people the light and they'll walk right out of the world and they'll get saved, live forever. They'll become Satan's nightmare. They'll produce fruit after their kind. That's what Satan is fearful. He's very afraid. I recently had a dream about Satan. I was walking right next to him. He was next to me. He looked weak, in despair. He wouldn't even look at me. And I looked at him. I said, I thought you was the devil. He laughed and woke up. He can't stop us. He can't stop us. Get it in your heart. You can't be stopped. If you won't be stopped, you can't be stopped. If you won't be stopped, you can't be stopped. If you won't be stopped, you can't be stopped. Satan ain't got a snowball's chance. He was stripped. But God is dangerous. And the Lord made us in His image. He gave us king authority and priest authority. We have king authority and priest authority. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Whatever we pray for to be done, if we abide in the Word and the Word abide in us, there's nothing we can't do. That whatever we pray for will happen because we're full of the Word. We do things according to the Word of God. Evil things, no, God's not going to honor evil because He don't deal with evil. We know that. That's a given. But all the wonderful things that can happen, we can do it. Now, when it comes to people's wills, God gets off the bus. If they won't do it, then God, He's not going to force people into something. You may want loved ones to be saved, and if they don't want to be saved, they're just not going to be saved. That's just the way it is. But they can be won if they will be won. So if they're close to being won, you got to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit so he can help you go on and win them. But once there's a day, there's a limit. He has to return by a certain day. I don't know that day, because he told me that. He set the date, and he's got to be back by that day. And he may come back before that day that he said, that I don't know. So ready or not, he's coming by that date. And we have time. Every day that we wake up, that's another chance we got to help folks. That's what we need to be doing. Because we're running out of days, what I'm saying. And the Lord, everywhere I look, he's coming back quick. He gave me a word Saturday that he's coming back quickly. We're almost out of time. I'm out of time. But the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Be like Moses and others. Endeavor to do it God's way. His plan will work when ours came. Now, till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.